Evening comes from Matthew 15, verses 21 to 28. Leaving that place, Jesus withdrew to the region of Tyre and Sidon. A Canaanite woman from that vicinity came to him, crying out, "Lord, Son of David, have mercy on me. My daughter is demon-possessed and suffering terribly." Jesus did not answer a word, so his disciples came to him and urged him, "Send her away, for she keeps crying out to us." And he answered, "Was I sent only to the lost of Israel?" The woman came and knelt before him. "Lord, help me," she said. He replied, "It is right to take the children's bread and toss it to the dogs." "Yes, it is, Lord," she said. "Even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall under their master's table." Then Jesus said to her, "Woman, you have great faith. Your request has been granted." And the daughter was healed at that moment. Praise the Lord, what a wonderful, wonderful thing. Canaanites were a famous group of people who descended from Noah and lived in the land of Canaan. Today that place is known as Israel, Palestine, Lebanon, Syria and Jordan. So it's obviously quite a big place, which has got a name. Historically, the Canaanites were enemies of the Jews. And if you look back in Deuteronomy 7, verses 1 to 2, it's the promise of God to bring them, his children, into the promised land. This was a land the children of Israel were fighting wars to inhabit. This land, flowing with milk and honey, was the land of the Canaanites. The Canaanites were enemies of the Jews. She was also a woman, which in those days meant that she had no standing at all. And if she had no man to stand up for her, she would have to speak for herself, which would have been very, very difficult. She had also had different religious beliefs than the Jews. So she was a very brave woman to approach Jesus. Also a very desperate woman. A woman so desperate for love with her daughter that she wanted her help. Her faith was aroused by her need. She desperately needed her daughter to be healed. And she must have thought Jesus was the last hope, but did have faith enough to believe that he would heal her daughter. The woman from Canaan was outstanding because of the way she approached Jesus. She was humble, persistent, trusting and bold. She also worshipped Jesus as she approached him. Matthew 15, verse 22. "Lord, Son of God, have mercy on me." She acknowledged that he had a higher power. And Jesus didn't reply, she didn't give up. She was persistent, even trying harder to get Jesus' attention. Even other disciples were urging Jesus to send her away because she kept crying out to them. But Jesus was not moved. He said to his disciples, "Was I sent only to the lost sheep of Israel?" But sadly, the disciples were untouched by the burden of this woman. They had no love in her heart for her. Maybe they just felt that she was unworthy to be helped because she wasn't a Jew. But God is never untouched by any situation. He knows and cares about all aspects of our life. He listens to all our prayers, even if we think that he isn't listening. Love for her daughter poured out of her heart, this woman. But the disciples could not appreciate that. They did not seem to acknowledge her anguish. Are we sometimes untouched by people's burdens? Do we sometimes fail to understand just what someone is going through? It can be very hard if we haven't had any experience of the situation they're in ourselves. But it doesn't matter if we don't understand. As long as we still love them, pray for them and support them. We must never give up on anyone. The Canaanite woman just wouldn't stop following Jesus around. Her love for her daughter drove her to carry on until she spoke to him. And let our love for each other do the same. This Canaanite woman is still asking for her daughter to be released from bondage. Let us be persistent in our prayers. When at last she reached Jesus, she humbly knelt before him. and asked again, "Lord, help me." Jesus responded by trying to discourage the woman. Then he said a very confusing thing in reply. He called her a dog. And on that note, we're going to have another thing. Talk part two. Boy, am I glad to get home. I ran all the way from Jesus to make sure that my daughter really had been healed. I praised God that he had. What a wonderful day. What a wonderful man. I must say, I was a bit scared when I approached Jesus. I heard about him and just knew that if anyone could heal him, he could. And he did. It was a bit tricky at first. Now, as I called to him, he didn't answer me. So I kept following him and calling out to him and begging him. I loved my daughter and I couldn't give up on any chance that she could be healed. But his disciples were getting fed up with me and told Jesus to send me away. But thankfully, he wouldn't. So I kept on following and asking him until he let me approach him. And I knelt down before him, asking for his help. You know what he said? And I really couldn't believe this. He called me a dog. A dog. And I mean, to Jewish people, a dog was an insult. Really bad insult. But they were referring to the stray dogs that are unkept and wild and fed for food. Jesus wasn't referring to that at all. He was referring to the type of dog, domestic dog, one that lived in the home, the one that was fed by the family. Well, it was a bit taken back, I can tell you, but I wouldn't give up. When he sends it right to the children's food and give it to the dogs, well, I swallowed my pride, and I replied, "Even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall under the table." And if any of you have got any dogs, you know that nothing lasts on the floor more than about 2 seconds. He then said an amazing thing. He said, "You have great faith. Your request is granted." That's why I ran all the way back. I knew that she was healed, but I wanted to see it for myself. He is truly a wonderful God. A God who can do anything. Jesus expressed distress at the disciples' lack of faith. He used a Canaanite woman's persistent faith as a lesson to them. Jesus often used situations like this to teach the disciples things. Prayer is not a one-time test of God's love. It's an ongoing communication with him. God pays attention to prayers that don't stop coming. When the disciples tried to get Jesus to send her away, he wouldn't, and she didn't stop asking. When it seems like Jesus was trying to insult her, she moved in even closer and knelt before him. And Jesus honoured her. Persistent prayer. Is there something you're tired of praying about? I can't promise you a breakthrough, isn't it? But I know that if you keep praying, God will answer when the time is right. And not always in the way you're thinking then. Just keep praying. Keep coming to God. Lifting a problem before him. And if you find this hard, just say to him, "Lord, thank you for loving me. And for always being there." Or even just, "Lord, I love you. And I lift this situation before you. Thank you. Pure and simple. Come before him. Pure and simple." God will meet you where your faith is. If you feel you haven't got much faith, it doesn't matter. God will still answer. If you feel you have a lot of faith, that doesn't matter. God will still answer. He treats all of us equally. And a little faith can go a long way. Just keep coming to Jesus. Just keep praying. Simple words. Thank you for today. Thank you for tonight. Thank you for my life. Thank you for my family. Thank you for my husband. Thank you for whatever. Just simple prayers. And we should praise God joyfully, even if it's difficult. For he is our creator, he's our shepherd, loving father and a friend. And we give thanks because he is good, loving and forever faithful. We can find joy in knowing him personally, as he knows us personally. God is eternal. He created this world and everything in it, including us. In fact, he gave his only son to die on the cross as a living sacrifice for us. I hope the Father will just thank and praise you for the service of time. Pray, Lord, you'll be with us as we go home. And for the rest of the week, Lord. And everything we do, pray for your blessing. And we ask this in your holy name, Jesus. Amen.